Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of September, 2021, Friday morning. And there's not a lot anymore being said about sin, S-I-N. People would rather hear about the latest sports event or what's going on with the Olympics or where they're going to go out to eat or what state park they're going to visit or whatever. Neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. Fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Abhor that which is evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Such an high priest became us, who is wholly harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and him is no sin. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, that's good admonition for us this morning, is it not? That we're living in a fallen world. We're living in a very corrupt and evil world. And God has given us the armory that we need to go into battle. Sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, and the Word of God. And we need to put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. And doing all, stand. Also, we are to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. And when we see all the evil and debauchery going on around us, you know, let us not participate in it. We should hate evil. We should have a righteous indignation against evil. And if we don't, there's something wrong. We need to confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For God's people, we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. We're not trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in him and his grace, that he would keep us from sin. So this morning, let us remember that we are told to depart from iniquity and do good. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.